You think entertaining ourselves, acting, living, dressing like the culture, do you think that's pleasing to God? But your Savior calls you to follow Him in holiness. And if you're like the world, His wrath is coming for you. That's the thing. There's a goodness and there's a severity of God. But you're not going to get the goodness of God when you live like the world, folks. You got to repent, strip your life down, be born from above by His shed blood, His death, burial, and resurrection. And when your heart's really changed, guess what? You don't want the Dells no more. You don't want the world. You don't want the Packers. You don't want the Packers. You don't want Netflix. You don't want video games. You want to seek Christ in holiness and righteousness. So if you're really born again, it would show in your fruit, folks. Go examine your fruit. And a tree without fruit is going to be cut off and thrown in the fire. Look up our website. Test yourself to the Holy Word of God. Jesus makes the narrow way. Jesus didn't die so we could live worldly and carnal, folks. Did you know that? Jesus didn't die. Sir, do you know the gospel? You gave me a thumbs up. Do you know the gospel? Would you like to explain it to me? What are you too busy for? Entertainment? You can't explain the gospel. You're too busy here entertaining yourself in the Dells. I'm going to call that out. What's the gospel? Come explain it to me. The Bible says we are to judge in Matthew 18, 1 Corinthians 5. We're to judge those that claim Jesus Christ. You're claiming Jesus Christ. I'm judging you that you won't even talk about the gospel. Jesus calls that lip service Christianity. In Matthew 15, our Savior warned about people that have lip service Christianity. Ready? They walk by, God bless you. They walk by and pretend like they know God. They walk by, they give you a thumbs up. But that's not biblical Christianity. Biblical Christianity calls you to the Word of God, to the ways of God, to the holiness of God, and you seek Him in spirit and in truth. Americans aren't living for the kingdom of God. They're living for the culture and every false way. Test yourself. Let me know if I can help you sometime. Check out our website, okay? Holy is the Lamb of God, lifting up Jesus Christ. Sir, will the Green Bay Packers help you in eternity? On Judgment Day, what will the Green Bay Packers do for you? What will motocross do for you on Judgment Day? What will tennis do for you on Judgment Day? What will a good golf game do for you on Judgment Day? The parable of the talents. God gave you life and breath, and if you waste it and don't return it to Him, they bound that guy and threw him into outer darkness. If you're living for the world and not for Christ and His kingdom, you're going to be bound up and put into outer darkness. Go read the parable of the talents. But those that work and labor are rewarded because they were faithful servants. Are you a faithful servant of Jesus Christ today? Are you just a churchgoer? Are you just a guy that believes in Jesus? If you're not a faithful servant of Christ, you're not going to be rewarded. You're going to be sent away on Judgment Day. We want you to be rewarded as a faithful worker. Come out of the world and seek Him in spirit and truth. Lose your life. The Dells is here to puff up your carnal life. The Bible says lose your life. So it's a good test, Americans. Have you lost your life to serve Jesus Christ? On Judgment Day, what's going to happen to you folks? Do you know? What's going to happen to you on Judgment Day? There won't be any mockers on Judgment Day. They're going to be on their face. Don't tempt a holy God. Jesus, being God Himself, did not tempt the Father when Satan said, hey, throw yourself down off this temple mount. Jesus gave us the great example and said, do not tempt the Lord thy God. But Americans are tempting God by living worldly and claiming a faith in Him and going to church on Sunday like they believe in Him when they don't. They don't love Him. They don't believe in Him. They don't serve Him. They don't seek Him. Test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures. find out that which is good, pure, true, worthy, and noble. Don't trample the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that if you've tasted of the Holy Spirit in the book of Hebrews and you turn away, it's impossible to renew you. If God has shown you truth and you're not acting on it, living it, you might be in grave danger. You need to flee while there's time. You need to repent while you can. Jesus said, work while it's day, night is coming, when no man will be able to work. You have to repent and seek Christ in the scriptures, not in the Sunday church services. Test your fruit. If you're into pride and vanity and feminization and worldliness, you're not of God. Brother, let's cross. You must be born of God and the Holy Spirit. The fruit of God's people is evident. Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. The church systems are full of rotten fruit. The church systems are full of carnal, worldly goats that say they love Jesus. I've met a bunch of them today. They walk by, they give a thumbs up to Jesus, but they don't want to talk about his gospel. They don't want to repent and come out of the world. They want to live in all of their sin. Jesus said, go and warn them. Go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Matthew 28:20. We're not going to leave our neighbors in sin. Or at least we're not going to let you know that your life, your worldly life outside of Christ is going to damn you. Even your church attendance will damn you because it's made of man and not of God. Repentance from sin is what leads to salvation because of the shed blood of Jesus. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. The dells is the world. If you're loving the things of the world, the dells, entertainment, sports, politics, pride, vanity, you become an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17. We don't want our neighbors to be an abomination to God. But here's the thing. Salvation is available, but you have to repent.
Being an abomination.
Really? You're going to be judged, ma'am. We hope you turn and repent. The lady said she loves being an abomination. So a lot of mockers that don't, they want to mock the truth of God and they don't even realize what it's going to be on Judgment Day. They think they're going to be arguing with God on Judgment Day and it's going to be the light is going to destroy them. The fire and the judgment will destroy them. But Jesus Christ made a narrow way. It's so narrow, he said, a puny few will find it. I'm looking at masses and hundreds, maybe later, thousands of people coming at us that are going to perish in their sin. Why? Because they live in sin and iniquity. Sin is the transgression of God's law. Don't live in sin and iniquity. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus said, no man can have two masters. He's going to love one. He's going to hate the other. Are you serving more than one master? Are you serving Jesus Christ in spirit and truth? He alone died and shed his blood. He didn't make man-made religion. He didn't make the Catholic Church. He didn't make the Evangelical Church. He didn't make any denomination. Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Baptist. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That's the word of God. Follow Christ in the word of God. Find eternal life and salvation.